Welcome to XPO Logistics. Your call may be monitored for quality purposes. For customer service, please press 2. To change or schedule an order, press 3. For sales, press 6. To use our dial by last name feature.
Good afternoon, XPO.
Hi, this is Nia calling from XPO Customer Service. I have a customer on the line. She is pretty upset, and I just want to know if you could help me with something. Okay, so we were supposed to deliver her items today, but unfortunately, I guess her order wasn't scanned on the truck properly. So the last representative did say that she would have to reschedule. But the problem is she was prepared for today's delivery and she actually paid $500 for movers to actually help get the old furniture out and the new furniture in. And now she's like really mad, yelling, and I really don't know what to do.
Well, I don't know what to tell her. We don't have it. We don't have it. What's the order number?
Yes, ma'am. The order number is 068, C as in cat, 15C9.
Do that one more time. 068C?
15C9.
Hold on one second. The Rivers?
Yes, ma'am.
This is the truck that they're processing now. Wait a minute, hold on. Is it the one they're processing now? 517. Yeah, this is the truck they worked on today, so there was no way I could get it to her today. She's in Fredericksburg. Typically from here, we don't go to Fredericksburg but Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. But I could probably squeeze it in another day. If you give me one moment to see. Hold on.
Yes, ma'am. And another thing she mentioned to me, too, that I wanted to let you know. She said since she wasted her money for the movers she hired today, will XPO be moving the old furniture and placing the new one in?
No, we haven't moved anything since the COVID started, and we haven't been cleared to remove any furniture since then, and we're not going to do that.
I'm sorry, what was that, ma'am?
I said we haven't moved any furniture. You know, sometimes we'll do, like, pickups, like if we drop off a sofa. If we deliver a sofa, we'll pick up a sofa. But since the whole COVID thing started, we have not been cleared to make any pickups at all. So, no, we will not be doing that.
I figured that.
You know, there's really nothing I can do other than, hold on, I'm still trying to see. Hold on one second. The driver texted me he's got a customer that's not at home. Hold on. Let me see what tomorrow looks like. Okay. Today is the 16th, right? I just want to see if I'm anywhere close to that area tomorrow. Centerville, Gainesville, nothing in 95 South, Alexandria, You know what? I can do it tomorrow. We're going to Stafford, Virginia, which is just above Fredericksburg. So I can squeeze her in tomorrow. That's the best thing I can do for her if she wants it tomorrow.
Okay, that'll be great. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. But we won't be able to make any pickups. So, but I can, as long as this gets stocked today, and it should, because I know this is one of the trucks they worked on today, we can get her. I'm going to print her ticket out right now. So I will check outside. This should be stocked shortly.
Okay.
Because I just made the label for this truck. So we can get it to her tomorrow if she's available. I apologize for inconvenience, but the trucks are a little backed up on us. Not her fault, not my fault. The volume has just been crazy.
Right. Hey, I understand. Okay. Believe me. But thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
No problem. No worries. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.